Hey, welcome to the Because I Can live podcast, and big hugs to you because you made it through the cyber weekend. Whether it's your first cyber weekend being on the other side where you have a store, or whether you've been doing this for a long time, congratulations, my friend, you survived. And right there is a huge celebration. It's actually a little bit different for me this year because this is the first year I actually haven't been on the e-commerce side in about 10 years because we sold our pillowcase business a couple months ago, and then we sold our bigger one a few years ago. And I'll tell you what, it was a really weird feeling not prepping everything because I've been in such that habit for so long. But I feel like after 10 years, I owe it to my family to just be able to sit, be with them, and then of course, make sure I'm 100% available for my students as they rock and roll this holiday sales season out. But I have a feeling next year I'll be right back at it because the excitement of fourth quarter holiday sales, it's just ingrained in me. And I missed it a little bit, so I'm not gonna lie. Both good and bad. So in today's podcast episode, I'm bringing in Ruth Hapiki because I have been able to watch her for the past couple years build and craft and grow this beautiful business. And because I've been able to watch her, I've seen some awe-inspiring things that I think you'll just grasp onto. And today we're gonna dive into topics like, just how big does your social media actually need to be to make money? And what Ruth terms as the hardest thing in running a business and how she's able to do that. Now, here's a little spoiler alert. It has to do with being true to yourself. And she's gonna dive into that. And she actually talks about how she kind of went a different way for a while. And her sales number reflected that. And when she came back to who she is, she saw the growth and the explosion again. Another thing that we're gonna dive into is, you know, on Instagram, how you have to have 10,000 followers for a swipe up. She's gonna talk about the hack that she does to be able to get her subscribers, her followers, to get a link so they can hop into her shop really quickly without having to have that swipe up. We dig into how to avoid burnout, and then of course, how to work with your family. So here we go, let's get started with the amazing Ruth, who's gonna dive in and tell us all the details on today's podcast. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building four online multi-million dollar businesses with four kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. Let's dive into it. Ruth, why don't you tell us a little bit of your backstory? Like, how did you get started?
Okay. So my name is Ruth. I got started in e-commerce probably like 4 years ago. Different mentor, different game. And me and actually two of my older sisters, we started e-commerce. And my store, the way that we were taught to start our store was just not me. Like, it was just sell stuff with Facebook ads behind it and never show your face. And just test all these products and try to make $100,000 in a week. Like, just something ridiculous. I didn't do very well, but my sister did very well. And so my oldest sister, so me and the sister right before me, we shut down our store and just jumped into customer service for our older sister because emails were like 200 emails a day. It was ridiculous. And so alongside working my 9 to 5, I was helping her with customer service. And unfortunately, she crashed and burned and just ran away. We just ran away from e-commerce. Like, okay, that was a good try. I guess this is not for us. But I always had in the back of my mind, and I always thought about how I could make money while I'm sleeping. Like that thought just never left my head. Like I could make money while I'm not at work. I could make money while I'm sleeping peacefully in my bed. And so I went back to work. I never left that job. And then I came across one of your Facebook ads and you taught the total opposite of the gentleman that we followed the first time, like the total opposite. It was about building a brand and building a community and using your face. And it was just like, oh yeah, that's what I want to do. That is total opposite of what I was initially taught. So I jumped in without telling anybody. I'm the third child. And so I kind of just follow what my older sisters do naturally. And so I didn't want to tell them because then I just didn't want anyone to tell me not to do it. So I didn't even tell my husband. I didn't tell my older siblings. And then I started a business. I did everything you said. And then I told them after. I told them the day before I actually launched the site that, hey, I have a business and it's named after your daughter and my daughter. Like I just put all of our daughters' names in it. And so,
okay, what's the name of your store?
Lena Shine, L-E-I-N-A, Lena. That's my niece that passed away. And then Shine comes from my daughter when she was younger. She has terrible teeth. It's my DNA, but she just had a mouthful of silver. And so her nickname was Shine. And so we just did Lena Shine.
I love that. My business name. I wonder where you came up with your name, but I love it. I love that there's meaning behind it.
Yes.
Okay. So you kind of had a bad taste of e-commerce and mm-hmm. you're like, maybe I shouldn't do this, but the thought was running in your head. I'm making money when I'm sleeping. What was your day job?
I have been in spine surgery for the past 10 years. So I graduated in 2010 and just went full force into building private practices for spine surgeons. I would build one for one spine surgeon and then he would join a group or something. And then I would go to the next spine surgeon private practice, help him build it. And then he would join a group and then I move away to the next. Like the resume was just, my resume was perfect. Every time they saw it, they were like, she's a business builder. And so I would run a practice where it's just me and the doctor. So he does the cutting and I do everything else behind the scenes.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, that's what I did.
Okay. So you're running someone else's business and mm-hmm. you're like, I want to start making money. And you knew what not to do. and then you start hearing the opposite and you jump in, you don't tell anybody in your family. And you said it was the day before or the day after you launched?
The day before I launched, I had sent pictures to my sisters and I'm like, what do you think about this vest that I have like modeled that I took pictures of? And they're like, what is this vest for? And so then I told them, and so then I just sent all these other photos and yeah, I told them like, hey, I'm actually going to jump back into e-commerce. They were just my older sister, the one who tanked and she like had to file for bankruptcy. It was just really bad. She was just like, good luck. So, and then I just took off. I didn't care what anybody else had to say. My husband has my back. Fortunately, whatever I want to do, he's like, sure. You want to get a loan for that business? Sure. Let's do that. Like he just lets me do it. And so he was okay with it. I was okay with it. I was going to do it.
Okay. So now you've actually become the leader of your sisters, right? Aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are, which is just hilarious. But yeah, that's how I'm the leader now when it comes to business. And I've been a follower. I've always said like, I'm an Indian, not a chief. Like I can't be the leader. I'm the third child. Like I've always had two older sisters to look up to. And five below me, but whatever. But yeah, now I'm the chief
and the leader.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot better. Okay, so let's roll back. You got your vest, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did you put it on a Dill site first? Did you put it on your own Shopify e-commerce platform? Where did you sell that first product?
I sold it on a Dill site. I sold it on Pick Your Plum. And I actually forgot that it was launching. Like I set up the date and then I think I just got so scared. I never went back to look again for whatever reason. And then like the day of, it was like halfway through the day and I was like, oh my gosh, I have a vest on Pick Your Plum. And so went to Pick Your Plum and I had already sold a couple of them. So after the first sale, I was like, okay, now, now I'm just going to do this.
You're addicted. You're addicted after you hear that first.
Seriously, after the first sale, you're just addicted.
Okay. So you're like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm not going to crash and burn. I'm building that confidence because we all have to. We have to build the confidence. What was the next thing? Where did you go from there?
I started an Instagram and then people started following me, like friends and family started following me without me even posting. And so I remember the first friend followed me. I'm like, how did you know that I have this Instagram? Like it was supposed to be like this top secret thing, right? And she's like, oh, well, Instagram told me like that I might like this page. And so I'm like, okay, I need to launch this right now. And so I made a pact with myself that I would do things the total opposite because that's what felt good to me. It just felt right to be the face of it or to put my face on it and to back it up. And so I started on Instagram and I started with one post and I just saw likes and comments and that became addicting. And so that's still an ongoing thing as well. But yeah, it felt really good it was really scary to go on stories because I was just this girl. Nobody knew that I liked e-commerce or that I was into clothing. And so I would just go on stories with the back of my house a mess, or I'd go find the one clean corner and do a story there. And so that's how it started. And it was new to the Polynesian community. There's not a lot of us out there who own boutiques or own businesses. And so it was a new concept to my immediate friends and family. Like, what are you doing? Why are you showing me this on your stories? And so that has also become contagious too, because I've seen so many of them now do join your program and start
once
a business.
Again, the leader. Once again, the leader.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. So let's back it up. And okay, you knew you wanted to do clothing, right? But let's talk about how you were led to build the brand that you are today. Talk about that, how that went.
I am not your average size girl. Like I double digits, 2XL on a really bad day and, you know, an extra large normally. And so it was already hard for me. One of the things that you taught us was to find a problem to solve. And I wanted to find a problem that I had. I didn't want to like make up this problem that someone might have. The first thing I thought of was the problem that I had. And one of them was I had just had a baby, maybe like 6 or 7 months before I joined your program. And I hated shopping. I have no pictures of me after giving birth until like year one, because I can't look at myself. I can't look at what it just disgusts me to see my body. And so it was really hard for me to shop online. I was the one, my two older sisters that I look up to are just, they're just amazing body. They could pop a baby out and look exactly the same the next day. And I just wasn't blessed with that gene. And so I have always just been a gym addict. But I'm also very conceited. I love fashion. I love, you know, like walking in, knowing and feeling amazing.
I don't think that's a conceited thing at all. I think everybody wants to feel like a rock star, right? No one wants to feel frumpy. Everybody wants to walk in and feel confident. So I think that's far away from conceitedness.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not conceited.
No, you're not.
I'm a woman. And so, yeah, that was the problem that I had. And so that was the first problem I thought of. And I'm like, okay, well, if I sit here and think of 10 more problems, then I'm never going to start this business. So this is the first thing I thought of. Let's just roll with it. And if I have to pivot later, then I'll deal with that later. And I haven't pivoted since. It's been like 2.5 years. Yeah, that was the problem that I had. And it is amazing to hear customer feedback. I live for that customer feedback where they're talking about this boutique has, you know, true 2XL or a true 3XL. And we're starting to make 4XL. And it's just, but we also make smalls. Like, I'm not saying every mom bod looks like mine. I'm just saying that between like my two older sisters and myself, we all have different body types. And so I use my sisters, I send them product and I ask them, does this look good on a small? Does the small person feel good in this? Does the large person feel good in it? And does the 2XL person feel good in it? And if it's yes across the board, then it gets sold. That is that. Like, it has to be okay with every single mom bod in our family. And
so you don't sell clothing. You sell confidence.
Yes, we sell confidence. And that was really hard for me to figure. I didn't know that. I didn't know that's what I was doing. This just felt good to me. And so this is how I'm going to roll. I never sat back and thought about, I'm not actually selling clothing. What am I selling? And confidence was, that's the main thing that we're selling.
And you own it. You own it so well. You own it so well. Okay. So let's take a dive into when you actually kind of switched the branding just a little bit. Sure, it was clothing, but you went with kind of what everybody else does. So do you want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah. When I first started Instagram, it becomes addicting. You follow all the business pages out there. You follow all the ones with millions of followers and you try to look like them. Staying true to myself has been the hardest part of the business. I have to like sit here and write it a couple times a week, like stop trying to be everybody else. That is such a hard concept for me to get. When I have it, when I'm in tune, I can be authentic to the brand. But when I start to lose myself is when I start to just, everything becomes confusing. Mm-hmm. And so when I first started Instagram, I wanted the white background. I wanted the small model, like I wanted the blonde models and the small, you know, like the small girls, and it just looked better in pictures. And so we ran with that at first. Like we tried to filter our pictures to look like everybody else. And it was exhausting. One, because I don't even know how to deal with filters. Like it just didn't look good, like on my complexion. And so I just stopped. Like I just stopped and had to think to myself, like, what do I want to look like? Who am I trying to reach out to? Who is my avatar? Like you teach us. And she got lost when I first started.
Oh, and that's so powerful. Like how many times do we look at other businesses and we're like, we want to be like them. That's not who we were made to be. We were made to be us.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to trust our own self because we have all these other influences.
Yeah, for sure. And the influencers I was following looked like that made up avatar that I was trying to pretend to be. And so once it hit me, like the person looks like me, like I am the person has my body, but not this other person's body, not the body of these businesses. And once I figured that out, once I figured that I was the avatar, it was easier for me to just be myself. And it is such a load off my shoulders to stop trying to look like somebody else is exhausting. Yes, trying to look like another business is exhausting. And we stopped. I remember one photo shoot, I told my sister, I was like, a younger sister. There's so many of us, a younger sister. I was like, hey, actually, I reached out to this model and she'll be at the photo shoot. I'm going to have you and her do the photos while I stand behind the scenes and do the outfit changes. And the day of the photo shoot, she like pulled me aside. She's like, can you just call her and cancel? And I was like, why? She's like, because I think it should just be us.
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, so let me go fix my face. Like you should have told me this yesterday. So I'm like, I'm running and getting dressed. She's running and getting dressed. We're packing the kids. We're going to this photo shoot. Like we have another younger sister there watching the kids while we change in the middle of the park and try to do all these clothing. And that was the most fun. We promised ourselves after that first photo shoot that we would never hire a model and that we would always be our own model. And that was like the aha moment. When we put those pictures out of me, of her, and we got all this feedback about how it was amazing shopping like mothers shopping for their daughters at our boutique because we look like their daughters and they could identify with the site. It was just, yes, this is exactly what I should have been doing. Like that's just been our pact from the beginning. We are our own models, whether it's swimsuits, which I've become addicted to photography. I just think they're so much fun.
And you look so good in a swimsuit. You look so good and gosh. You own it and you're confident. And being in a swimsuit in front of a camera is not an easy feat. Like being in a swimsuit is not an easy feat. And you're up there owning these Instagram stories and people love it because you're delivering that confidence.
Yeah, those swimsuits. I remember the first time I was going to go on and do a story. I had to ask my husband if he was okay with other men seeing me in a swimsuit on my Instagram stories. Cause I'm going to tell you how the chest fits my chest. And I'm going to tell you what size my hips are in those stories. And so he was down for it. He just said, as long as it was going to make us money. And so it like sold out the first summer. And that summer, I only did it in stories. Last summer of 2019, I only did it in stories. And this year I was like, oh no, we have to get these in pictures. Like, these pictures need to be on the site. And so we did that. And it was just, Allison, it is so much fun doing a photo shoot with sisters. You're just ridiculous. And it's just so, it's so much fun. And our photographers are always friends. And so it's just, it's amazing. It just feels so real. And it feels so good to back that up, like to sell this swimsuit and say, I also love it.
Yeah. How refreshing is that?
Refreshing.
To be real. To be in the moment, to not be so posed, and to know that your pictures are going into massive photo shooting or massive photo editing, when that's not what the world wants anymore. The world wants real. The world wants you to show up. Okay, so you're standing there.
If you look at those photos, you see everything. We don't edit our photos at all. I always tell my photographer, like, you could fix a blemish on my face if you want to, but do not touch my body. That if I'm in a dress or if I'm in a swimsuit, it's the same exact across the board. Leave the stretch marks, leave the cellulite, leave it all, because that's how I actually look. And that's how my people look too. I don't have Kim Kardashian shopping at my store. Like, she looks amazing and she's not there. Like, these are real moms with real bodies who want to go to the beach, who have been wearing basketball shorts and their husband's t-shirt for years. And so I want them to see that I don't care, and neither should they. And that was a huge success this summer. And it's going to happen every single summer.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I heard, I think it was Adele who was on the cover of a photo of a magazine, and they photoshopped her body, and she called in and yelled at them and said, how dare you touch my body? My body is perfect. And I was like, oh, I love you. I love you. Yeah. Thank you for standing up for what we have. Like, the stretch marks of making children. Those are beautiful. I don't know. Yeah. The human body has been the woman's body has been so shamed for so many years. We have to look like this. And I love that you're breaking through and saying, no, women's bodies can look like anything. And you don't have to cover up. You can feel confident in a swimming suit. And I'm going to show you how.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was going through your head the very, very, very first time you got this swimsuit? I mean, you went from selling vests, right? Something to kind of cover up.
Yeah.
And then you sold dresses, which are beautiful, modest, amazing dresses. Then one day you're like, today I'm going to sell a swimsuit. And what was going through your head when you're like, oh, I got to get in that swimsuit?
So that is a funny story, because our manufacturer, the site had the swimsuit on it and I wanted one, but I had no intention of selling it. But I ordered a couple more just in case I was going to have the confidence to post the story. So this is last year summer. And I ordered one for me and my youngest sister, who is in high school and has an amazing body. And so I ordered one for her and one for me. And then I ordered like maybe four of each one. And the goal was to have her photograph in the photos if we were going to sell this. And then one day I put on the swimsuit and I just loved the way that it fit. And I just loved the way I looked in it. I thought I looked fabulous in it. And so I grabbed my phone. I'm on stories every day. And I did a poll on there, and the answer was heck yes. Like, do you want to see a swimsuit collection? Mind you, I had no intention of, I had four swimsuits. Like, I can't make a collection out of four swimsuits. And the answer was absolutely yes. And then the question was, do you want to see how it fits? And then the answer was yes. And so I was like, okay, well, let me just order a couple more, and then let me hop on stories and make this. Let's make this something. Let's just see where this goes. And so as soon as I sold out of the first shipment, and I still didn't order a lot the second time, I ordered maybe like 10 or 12. And when it sold out and people were waiting for it, I just knew that I had to do it. I had to show up. I had to give my audience what they needed. They needed confidence in the bathing suit. I didn't know that. That's what I needed. And everything I need, my audience needs. And so it was amazing.
Kate, how many followers did you have at that time on Instagram?
Oh, not a lot. Probably 800 or 900.
Okay. Total. That makes me so happy to hear. And the reason why is because you were asking your customers what they wanted, right? Mm-hmm. You knew your avatar. You're so good at your avatar. You lean into who you are, but then you're still saying, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And Instagram, social media now gives us polls to where we literally can ask them and get results in seconds. We don't have to send out, get studies, make a super complicated thing. You just send it out to your 800 followers and you're like, hey, do you want this? And they're like, yeah. And it was something that you were already thinking about. Okay. So where are your numbers today?
Right now, I think we have like 2,400 something.
Okay. How did you grow from 800 to 2,400?
So we use influencers, which I love. I love the relationship building and talking to other people. That's just my cup of tea. And so we use influencers and we do giveaways here and there. But really, Allison, when I first started, I'm like 10K, like I need that 10K tomorrow. It is just not that big of a deal for me anymore.
For the swipe up ability?
Yeah. Like Instagram has given us some swipe ups to like our shop. And so I can still do swipe ups to like an Instagram video, where an IGTV video where I'm actually trying on what it is. And so I could screenshot me in something and say swipe up and it'll take them straight to the IGTV video. That's and it'll brilliant. Have the link there for them to
that
buy.
So brilliant.
Yeah. And so that works well for us. But it's really the Instagram. It's really the influencers that are helping us build our brand. And I find people that I love, that I buy from, that are also, most of them are moms, not all of them. But yeah, they're my avatar.
Oh, so good.
That's just so much fun building relationship with influencers. It becomes so like scary at first. It's like, you don't want to reach out to them. But once you realize that they're just people and they're also trying to sell and they also have a business, it becomes really easy to talk to them. They're people.
Yeah. They become friends and you're like, how do we work together to create this three-way win triangle?
Mm-hmm.
Win for the business, win for the influencer, and win for the customer. Like it's just such a three-way win. It's so fun. So fun.
Okay, you learn like not to sound robotic either. Half the time, I'm like, girl, I have this shirt that would look amazing on you. It looks just like the last one I gave you. And then I'll like send her a screenshot of it. She's like, yeah, send me medium. Like it's so fast and easy. And we make it this huge deal in our mind. And it's really not.
So do you go after influencers with like thousands and thousands of followers?
Some of them have, I think the biggest influencer I've sent something to had like 50,000, but most of them are micro. They're 12, 18K, like not love super it. Big, but love I love the community that they build. So I really look at that.
Okay. So what's your strategy for your Instagram stories? Cause that's where you make the majority of your sales, right? Is on Instagram stories. What's your strategy? Is it like, okay, you're posting on stories every single day. And at what point do you sell products? Walk us through that.
So I used to be on Instagram stories all day. I would show I'd show like what I'm cooking, what my workout is, and it just became a little bit too tedious. So I've pulled back from that, but I recycle. I recycle like you teach us. If there's an email going out on Monday and Thursday, then I use the pictures from that email in my Instagram stories. And then I try the item on and show it to them. If something is selling out, I will oftentimes also put that in the story. Oh my gosh, we just sold out of this shirt in medium. If something restocks, I put that in the story. Did you get our email? We got this restock. The best code is in that email, but if you didn't get it or you're not on our list, you can use this code. And so there's a flow to our stories for sure. And I love the voting stories. I love getting samples and trying it on and getting the votes through the poll on Instagram. The stories just blow up when I do votes. People want to know what you're going to get and they look forward to it. And so that works very well for us too.
And don't you feel like they're invested in it? So if you're wearing a green dress and a red dress, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that red dress looks amazing. I've already said yes to that. And so then when you offer it to me, you've already helped me make my decision and it just makes the buying process so much easier.
Oh yeah. They're waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how often do you do an offer in your stories?
I do that at least twice a week, usually on a Tuesday, and then our Thursday email always has a deal in it. And so I will share that on our stories after our email list has gotten their dibs on it first. We sell out a lot. Yeah. So our bonus goes to our email.
Okay. So bonus to emails first. Mm-hmm. So you're growing that. And then you tell your Instagram stories. Do you ever sell out of your email first before it gets to Instagram stories?
I have learned through the Next Level program that I should be treating my email list a little bit better. So I've transitioned. I will still share the same code most of the times in my stories because that's where most of my viewers are. But email still gets, it's either like 6 or 8 hours they know before.
A head start.
What's going on. Yeah, they get a head start, a 6 to 8 hour head start before Instagram does.
Oh, I love that. Emails are just ATMs. Like, yes, social is so great. Like that's where you send out the invites, right? On social media and get them to your store to buy. But who knows what's going to happen with Mark Zuckerberg's rules over the next few years.
Oh, I know.
He's consistent. So I love that you're using both and you're getting people to sign up and be like, hey, come get first dibs, come get a better discount through your email. So, so, so brilliant. Okay. So what are you posting the other times during the week? If you're only doing
We share a lot of like family things. And then I also get advice from my audience, like, hey, looking for some new, I don't know, like looking for, what are your go-to hair? Like what is your hair, your best hair care, or who are your favorite follows? And so I ask them for a lot of advice too. And I also show a lot of mistakes we make on the back end. So recently I posted a picture of me in a dress that I got that had buttons on the front. And it's really hard for me to find dresses with buttons in the front. They just always look like they're suffocating. And so I share that in my stories, like, this dress is amazing, but look at these buttons. And you can just see the buttons pulling. They're just seconds away from popping off. And so we share just a lot of funny things like that behind the scenes or like something. Yeah. I share a lot of my life too. Distant learning is a huge thing now in my life. And so I share me getting a massage while I'm doing distant learning with my child. Like, it's just a hot mess, but so much fun.
Oh, it's a beautiful hot mess. Like, that's your life. And what really, in all honesty, no one's life's perfect. Everybody's running around with hot messes, trying to balance everything. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're doing your Instagram stories and you're like, hey, here's the picture, go over to my Instagram or my Instagram TV and you'll get the swipe up there. You don't have to say numbers, but about how many orders, or you don't have to say dollar amount, but about how many orders are you talking about? It's not like one or two, like you're getting a good chunk.
Yeah. I usually sell out of at least two sizes if it's been posted to my stories. Lives are also another huge thing that we're doing and things just go like crazy there. And so I would say at least $1,500.
Each live.
Oh yeah. Each live is between like 900 to 1500 is the most that we've made.
So you're talking, you got 2,400 Instagram followers. You go live and you're like, all right, here's the stuff. And they're just chomping at the bit to give you money.
Oh yeah. And Instagram doesn't make that easy. You can't really do lives on, like, you need somebody going through every single comment. We've messed up so many times on our live. I actually don't have one live that I would draw any ads to because it's just ridiculous. And so I have sisters behind every platform checking on comments and answering questions because Instagram doesn't make that very easily. It doesn't make it easy. Comment Sold doesn't work on there very easy. And so they're writing down every single order. And then I taught them how to go into Shopify and create orders there because I don't want to do it either after a live. My living room is always a mess. I find the one clean corner to do Instagram lives. And so there's just clothes everywhere and earrings and headbands and all kinds of stuff.
We don't want the one clean corner. We want real.
Oh gosh. I've had naked kids walk in during Instagram lives and it's just, it like cracks everybody up. They're just my people there. And so when people talk about like, oh my gosh, I've lost all these followers, they're just not meant to be there. I just don't know how else to tell people that, like, they're just not your people.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving. If they unsubscribe, they're not your people. Yeah.
Let them
and
go.
So I'm building a community that are my people. And if a naked kid walks in, I don't have to worry about creating a disclaimer or liability issues or anything like that, because everybody knows what to expect.
Oh,
man. Just a mess.
I totally know the naked kids thing. Now they at least wear shorts and they're like streaking in the background. And I swear a closed door means come on in.
Oh, yeah. It means nothing. It doesn't mean, yeah, it means anything but stay out.
I'm serious.
Well, it's funny because I did a story today and I'm actually in the middle of the story and my son is calling me from the bathroom like, mommy, I'm all done. And so I'm like, okay, then I'll be back. And so I like stopped the story and I used to go back and, you know, like get rid of those and do the story all over again. And then I just got all this like hilarious feedback. And I'm like, you know what? I also love making people laugh. So let's just keep that in there. Oh, and so there's a lot of things like that. Yeah. I love it.
Okay. So I've actually heard that Instagram may be opening up ManyChat. I don't know. This is just rumor on the street. So that maybe people could write in something and it could have a direct link to the shopping cart. So just know that rumor has it that something on Instagram is a buzz that might help your stories and your sales process go smoother. Cause we all want that, right?
Oh, for sure. Anything that makes it easier for the shopper.
Okay. So if you had to give some advice to a brand new shop owner, what tips would you give them?
That's funny because I actually have family members who want to open up a shop and they come to me and ask me for advice. And that still is crazy to me that people come to me for advice. But I always tell them to find out who your avatar is and sell to them only. That is, like I've said before, that's just the heart. That's that poor, my poor avatar, Emma is who I call her, has gotten lost so many times. I'm just like a bad parent. Left this child at a store or something. And so find out who your avatar is, find out what they like, what their hobbies are, and just talk to them. Just talk to them in your stories. Just talk to them in your emails. You're just talking to them.
And don't you feel like that takes away the stress of, oh, what if I've got grandma on, or what if I've got my niece on or something like that? And sure they can watch, but like, that's not your clientele. Yeah. And when I have always talked to mine, Nikki is her name. Mine's named Nikki. Yeah. She likes turquoise, right? It's like the stress goes away. When I write emails, I'm writing to a friend. And it takes the roboticness kind of melts away when you just choose that one person. All the robotic, the awkwardness, the, am I doing this right? It just kind of melts away. Okay. Sure. So number one, avatar, find and sell them only. What's another thing?
Another thing I would say is pick one platform. We have decided this year to just step away from Facebook. I love it. It's like a love-hate relationship, but Instagram is just my main baby and I just want to give her all my time. And Facebook will still exist in the background, but picking one platform, Instagram and emails, has just decluttered my brain so much. And so pick a platform and stick with it.
I totally agree. And then as you grow and then you hire more team members, sure, you can go on other platforms. But yeah, I've seen people try and do YouTube and Pinterest and Instagram, Instagram stories, Instagram TV, like Facebook groups. And they're exhausted and they haven't sold anything. It's because they're so busy focused on all the things that they're not focused on the one thing. So I love that you said that. Okay, give me one more. I know you
Third thing is to be authentic to yourself. Do what feels good to you. You've known me since I've started this, and I have hired so many companies to model for us, you know, to take the pictures for us, and it never works out in the end. I always end up pulling. I always look at the site and think, this is not what I wanted. I want this to be a place where the moms with the daughters who say that I look like them and that's why it's comfortable for them to shop at my store, they're always in the back of my head. And so that's what helps me make my decisions. And so I want this site to just be that. Like, I just want it to be authentic. And I always, always, always end up firing the company that I hired. And it's money wasted to teach me the same lesson over and over and over again. And I've done it 3 times too many. I was like contemplating doing it again. I don't know where I'm just trying too hard to be like somebody else. And every time I just get back to the authenticity, it shuts everything else out. And it's just so clear when I'm being authentic. And so be authentic.
I think it's one of Satan's tools, right? Like he's constantly trying to figure out what can steer us away from who God made us, who God needs us to be. And so I do think that that is absolutely one of Satan's. There's so many. He's got so many dang tools.
Oh,
he's so good at them, getting us off board, totally off board. Okay, so
for sure.
Now let's say somebody's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, Ruth, I love you, which we all do. Oh my gosh, Ruth, we love you. What's your Instagram? Tell us your URL. And there may be a discount that you, I've heard that floating around. Give us your spiel.
So Instagram is where you want to go if you want to know us. Like you will know me from just one day of watching my stories. You will know what we're all about just by scrolling through our feed and looking at it. And so our Instagram handle is Leina Shine, L-E-I-N-A Shine. That's our Instagram handle. And then our website is leinashine.com.
Love it.
And that's us.
Awesome. And then did you have a discount? I saw it on the application.
I did.
Sure.
Yes.
It's
so
a good one too.
It is. It's such a good one. So with the holiday season and everything coming up, we just have so much in stock. And so we have created a discount code just for your podcast listeners. It's not even available to our email or to our Instagram or anybody else, but the code is SHINE40 for 40% off anything on our site.
Oh my gosh. On the site?
Yeah.
Oh, you are so good to us. That's a good discount.
Yeah. SHINE40. And that was just something that I had to do, because if you've made it through this podcast, you know, the hardest thing for me is to shine. I'm the third child. Like I'm not the oldest. I never had everybody forgot my name once it got to, they know the two olders and then I'm the sister. Like I'm always somebody's sister or somebody's wife or somebody's mom. And so shining is one of the hardest things for me to do. And you have shined a spotlight on me and this business that I never thought I'd ever get a chance to do. And so that's our discount code, SHINE40.
Oh, and do you shine? Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Oh, you have been such a light and a blessing. You've been shining for me, such a blessing in my life. The first time I got to hug you at our conference and really get to know you about a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Or maybe. Yeah. It was about a year and a half ago, huh?
Yeah. I was in shock to see you. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Allison. And I joined your programs and I just feel like we're friends now. You know, every single thing about my business.
We're totally best friends.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's been amazing. And I've sent, every time somebody asks me, like, how do I start? I'm like, Allison Prince. I don't know what else to tell you. Go watch her webinar and join her.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you know, my story too, like total introvert and me learning how to shine. That was so hard. That was so hard. I'm the third child too. So I can, I'm like, I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So stepping into it and accepting it is very uncomfortable. And then praise. Okay. I don't know about you, but when I get praise, I'm like, no. I don't know how to handle it. Like I'm still learning that process. It's a learned skill. Whereas I see some of my other siblings, they're like, bring it on.
Oh yeah. My two older sisters would gladly take any kind of shine. That's just not me.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much for being on here. The generous code of SHINE40. We'll leave links in the show notes. We'll leave links on the blog so that everybody can get it. But Ruth, big hugs to you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, Allison, this is amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Woo wee. Wasn't that a good podcast episode? Every time I get to talk to Ruth, I feel like I can go conquer the world. I love being able to surround myself with amazing people like that. And I'm so grateful that Ruth was willing to open up and share so much. So you get to be a part of her world as well. Go over, like her on Instagram, follow her, and you can continue to see her inspiration. As I know, she's just getting started. She's got huge things coming up. And I can see it already. She's a true inspiration. Okay, let's dive into the top 10 takeaways. I'm gonna do it a little different this time. I hope you're okay with that. I'm actually gonna go 10 all the way down to my favorite one instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. I'm going the reverse. Why? Because I can. And it'll help build up the anticipation, right? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Let's try it. And let's see if I can keep all these numbers in order. Okay, starting out with number 10. I love how she kept going back to the fact of I can make money in my sleep. I feel like that is just so overused now, but yet it's actually the truth. And so she heard, listened, saw, craved, and then wanted to do it and then proved that she can. Love that so much. Number 9, I really love the fact that she didn't tell anybody what she was doing. She was building this on her own. Have you ever started a business and then gotten some feedback from people that kind of threw you off? Well, she didn't want that. So what'd she do? She just didn't tell anybody until she was ready to go. By that point, they couldn't say anything to her. Number 8, have you ever felt like sometimes you just feel like a follower sometimes and maybe you don't quite know how to be a leader? Well, guess what? You can switch your role. You can become the leader in your business. You can start hiring employees and lead your business to what feels right to be able to change your customers' lives. Number 7, the first time you go live on an Instagram story or a Facebook story or maybe put your product out there online for the first time, it's gonna be scary. And that's a normal feeling. And guess what? It's okay, accept it. But keep moving forward because you have big things to do. Number 6, ask your customers what they want. And technology, Instagram, Facebook, they've given us the option of creating polls so that people can vote on products pretty darn quick and to help you get answers and to get them invested in your product. So use them because they're a free tool. Number 5, if you don't have the Instagram swipe up feature quite yet because you're not at 10,000 followers, have no fear. Just publish it over on Instagram stories, add a link, then your customers can click on that, head to your shop and buy your product. Number 4, trying to be someone else is a sure guarantee of failure. Number 3, I loved number 3 about recycling your content. You've already created really good stuff. You don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. Keep recycling your content. It's gonna help your customers get to become familiar with the products that you have to offer them. Number 2, I cannot tell you how much I loved, like more than loved, like biggest heart ever that she talked about her numbers on social media, where she started small and then she grew. She's sitting at just over 2,000 followers and is able to create thousands of dollars on what is termed to be a smaller audience. It is not about the number of followers you have. Never has, never will be. It matters about the number of customers that you are truly connecting with. Ooh, gives me the chills every time I think about that, what she said, how she's such a testament of that. The number one takeaway is staying true to yourself is hard. You get on social media, you start scrolling, you think of all the things that you need to be. Stay in your lane, my friend. You are meant to be the way you are because you're gonna connect with people that no one else can. Ruth connects with her audience on such a deep level that other people can't. She needed to be exactly the way that she is, so that she can connect with her customers and change lives. When you're doing a Facebook Live, when you're doing an Instagram Live, you're gonna have another voice inside of your head that will tell you all the things that you don't have, or maybe that you do have. Maybe that you feel like your eyebrows are drawn on crooked, or your lipstick is not straight, or you have too many wrinkles. Guess what? That's how you were meant to be. Kick those thoughts out of there. Step into who God needs you to be able to get your beautiful, amazing, life-changing products into the world. And yes, clothing is life-changing. How do you feel when you're on your third day of wearing the same sweatshirt? A little frumpy. But when you put on something that makes you feel amazing, you're gonna show up bigger, better, and serve more people. So whether you're selling clothing, whether you're selling earrings, or a bug zapper that just keeps going off, you were meant to help people through your product. Get out there. Make that money. Put it in your pocket where it belongs. Why? Because I know you're going to do good things with it. All right, stay tuned for next week. Why? It's just fun to get to hear your questions come in and I get to answer them. And we've got an Ask Allison session coming up. I've been collecting your emails about some of the weirdest, strangest questions you have for me, but I'm going to put them all together and I'll put them out there and answer your questions for you. Go out there, my friend, get it. And I'll talk to you later. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the Because I Can podcast. Do you have a question that you'd like me to answer raw and uncut on the podcast? All you need to do is head over to Apple Podcast and do three simple things. Number one, leave a rating and review and tell me what you think of the podcast. Number two, in that review, ask anything you want related to your lifestyle business. And number three, if you want a shout out, make sure to leave your Instagram handle or your name. That's all. Then just listen to hear your question answered live, raw, and uncut. Don't forget to join us next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.